Whoever does not carry their own cross and cannot and come after me cannot be my disciple. A feast such as today invites one to look backward so as to look forward. As I mentioned at the beginning, this is the start of a new province. We look back at the Maryland province, we look forward together, not just Jesuits, but as a community of faith. Let us do this together, beginning backward in 1521, almost 500 years ago, under and through a cross. As the story goes, after recovering from battle wounds, a man called Inigo, not Ignatius yet, set out on a 200-mile journey from his family's castle in Loyola in the Basque region of Spain to the Benedictine Monastery of Montserrat in the Catalonia region. There, before the statue of Our Lady of Montserrat, Ignatius surrendered his sword so as to pick up the cross of Mary's son. Some 200 years later, Father Andrew White, a companion of Jesus and member of the order founded by Inigo, who we now call Ignatius of Loyola, with two boatloads of English-speaking Catholics on an island they named St. Clement's, in a colony they christened Maryland. There and then, in and under the cross of Christ, Father Andrew White offered the very first Catholic Mass in the English-speaking New World. Here are Father White's own words. Quote, on the day of the Annunciation of the Holy Virgin Mary, on the 25th of March, in the year 1634, we offered in this island, for the first time, the sacrifice of the Mass. In this region of the world, it had never been celebrated before. Sacrifice being ended, having taken upon our own shoulders the great cross which he had hewn from a tree, and going in procession to the place that had been designated, the governor, commissioners, and other Catholics participating in the ceremony, we erected it as a trophy to Christ the Savior, while the litany of the Holy Cross was chanted humbly on the bended knees with great emotion of soul. My brothers and sisters, we are the descendants of these boatload of first Catholics in the new land of Maryland. A little more than 200 years later, in the year 1851, in and through the cross that hangs above this building, this church, Father Peter O'Flanagan, pastor of Holy Trinity, offered the very first Mass in this sacred space. Ever since Ignatius took the words of today's gospel seriously, Jesuits have promoted the words throughout the world to carry into various parts of the world the cross of Christ, a cross signifying not death, but life, not sadness, but hope, not the ordinary, but the extraordinary. And so it is during Mass with readings such as today's, that Jesuits, we proclaim our vows on these gospels and receive a vow cross such as this. Every Jesuit in the world, from Ignatius on, receives some form of the vow cross. If you will, it's like our wedding ring. Before I received this cross on my vow day in 1977, I traveled to St. Clement's Island with my fellow novices, to the place where Father Andrew White said that memorial mass. It was the last day of our 30-day retreat. We were accompanied by Father Jerry Campbell. Some of you know that Father Campbell was the one in 1983 began teaching the spiritual exercises to lay people. It was the beginning of our Ignatian spirituality program. Father Campbell wanted us to get a sense of this magnificent and significant story of those first settlers of Father Andrew White. It's like helping us having a sense of being sent in and through the cross wherever we go. You know, it was around that same time in 1977, our own Bill Cully, who was not ordained yet, was sent the cross of Christ to a poor school in the southern part of Chile. Around that same time, Paul Campbell, not yet ordained, went from Belfast to Tokyo, Japan, in the spirit of the cross. Now, as some of you know, he was sent not too far away at a place in New Jersey, at a retreat house. And believe me, he's living the cross of Christ because he misses you and the family of faith who helped to shape him. Ever since Inigo founded and organized the first companions in an order he called the Society of Jesus, stories of being sent in and through the cross of Christ is one of the traits that characterizes every member of the society. Father Ben Hawley has stories. Father Pat Earl has stories of being sent. But it's not just Jesuits being sent. It's you, men and women in Christ, who are sent in and through the cross. Later in the Mass, after communion, I will invite two of our parishioners, Guy and Karen Clifton, leaders in their parish, who are moving on to back to Texas. For almost a decade, they have served this parish well. And I will invite you to help me mission them, have them ascend in the name of the cross of Christ. Finally, let's look a bit forward on today's special and sacred feast. Having looked backward, allow me to imagine 2 years from now. It is the year 2022. Today, throughout the Jesuit world, there's an announcement that the years 2021 and 2022, all the Jesuit world and our companions such as yourselves will be invited to gaze and imagine what Ignatius's journey 500 years ago was from Loyola to Montserrat. And I imagine that some of you, some of our parishioners, will go with me or some members of our parish to that area to signify and journey with Christ and Loyola and to represent we, the contemporary journeyers. So picture that in 2022. I imagine, God willing, the pandemic crisis will have taken a new turn and it'll be safe to travel. But I want us to picture the future together. Second, in the year 2044, on the occasion of the 250th anniversary of the building of St. Ignatius Chapel, last year we celebrated the 225th anniversary. We are creating a time capsule for the year 2044 so that the stories we are living now will be told to that generation of parishioners. This Mass is being taped for that purpose, to be put into the time capsule. So when you come up to communion, when you take off your mask, smile. But this is the journey of hope, the journey of my belief that stories will be told how parishioners such as yourselves endured this difficult and stressful time, journeyed in and through the cross of Christ. It'll be part of our longer tradition of Inigo and his companions, of Andrew White and those that follow. In and through the cross then, my brothers and sisters, we begin again in this sacred space. Our journey of gradually reopening this church will happen over the next month, but it's begun today. It has begun on this feast of Inigo, the man who lived in and under the cross of Jesus Christ.